Chuck Chat Freestyle for Thursday, July 24th, 2014. This is the dog days of summer, dog days of podcasting, whatever we're calling it. Can't even remember that right now. And for those of you who haven't listened before, Freestyle is an audio diary of my life. And the dog days of podcasting is a challenge that Craig Stepp came up with a couple years ago. I think it was 2012 was the first year. To challenge people to podcast a little bit each day throughout the month of August. Just do one podcast a day. Doesn't have to be long. Doesn't have to be terribly interesting. But he thought it'd bring back some of the grassroots feeling of the early podcasts. And it's as easy as picking up your phone, tap record, and hit publish. You can really do it that easy. There's no cost. Hopefully you've got a website out there or something that can syndicate this, and then you share the RSS feed with other people who may want to hear it. So kudos to Craig for that. Very happy to be part of this for the third year running. I think the first year there were about four of us. Last year I think it was 11 or 12, and already he's up to 14 and hasn't even done any marketing and advertising or anything about it. So looks like we're off to another good start. And then for fun, a lot of us get together at Dragon Con at the end of the month and get together and be on each other's podcasts. So that's the Dog Days of Podcasting. If you want to know more, there's a Facebook page for it. Just look for Dog Days of Podcasting. I think he even registered dogdaysofpodcasting.com. So just check that out. Have some fun. I'll start with work this time. The status of the Training Word Project is we got someone from training this morning who will be stepping up, an intern, to convert those PowerPoints for me. They won't be doing any organizing or cleaning up, but just converting them to our current format is a good thing. And there were some challenges today with getting the two Amazon instances talking to each other. Spent a lot of time today fooling around with Windows firewall settings and trying to get the application to accept credentials. Just WMI queries were just a pain. I felt like it kicked my butt today. Finally, I did get a hold of one of the guys from the company we acquired. He's in Israel. It was late at night, probably the middle of the morning for him or something. He agreed to do a WebEx, a screen share, but he couldn't do any voice communication because everybody in his house was asleep. So we were trying to chat, and we did that for about a half hour, 45 minutes, until he said, looks like I'm going to have to talk to one of the developers. So I really don't know what I'm going to be doing on this project tomorrow if I can't work on that and creating lab material. So I've got 10 days left after tomorrow. This is really a big hit since one of the days is shot, and maybe I'll get an answer on Monday. So I am very concerned. I gave him credentials to the two Windows servers in the cloud in hopes that he can work on that for me, and we'll see how it goes. I was listening to, I think it was Dave Slusher's latest show or one of his more recent ones from early June about parenting, and he was talking about listening to George Robb and went on about how parenting is sort of shooting from the hip and reactive, and we really don't know what we're doing when we're doing this stuff, because there's no owner's manual, there's no strategy, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. He's just getting started. He said he's 3 years into this parenting thing, and in a couple of weeks, I'll be on my 21st year. So good luck to you, Dave. The fun never ends. The issues just change. This is Lisa's last summer at home, yet, ironically, we don't see her too much because she's always at her boyfriend's house. And, it seems like she's being a little passive-aggressive and not wanting to move. So I mentioned her getting her room and things in order, getting the house listed. So seems like a way to avoid the situation. But she's home tonight and getting her thank you card signed. Very proud of her for that, for her graduation gifts that she's got. I mentioned last night that I was recording with Dropvox, and I am again tonight. And the reason I mention that is because I had a trigger today. I've been debating whether or not to go with Google Drive to keep all my files and sync them and all that kind of stuff, or stick with Dropbox. Dropbox, over the years, I've gotten about 11 or 12 gigabytes of storage, but Google Drive is up to 25, which includes your pictures and your Gmail and all that other stuff. For me, it was largely Gmail, and it was only about 7 gig used on that. Only 7 gig. Remember when they started and 1 gig was a lot? Yeah, and then we're up to 2.5. Ooh. Well, now they're at 25. And I've been debating whether or not to just pull the trigger and do all that, but I've got some organizations that I'm sharing files with on Dropbox. I've got family stuff that I'm sharing files on Dropbox. There's a lot of historical ties in there. Well, the key that made me really switch over today was Gmail. The mobile Gmail app now has a feature that if you do an attachment, you click on the little paperclip on your iPhone or on your Android device, it says it will interact with Google Drive. And I thought, that's brilliant, because I can't do that with Dropbox. And on the mobile device, at least the iOS stuff, mobile file sharing really isn't sharing too much. I can't attach it to my iPhone mail. I can't attach files to... You usually have to start in the application like photos and say, send to mail. Well, that doesn't do you any good when you want to do, you know, 4 or 5 pictures at once. That's really where the Android has some significant advantages. It's tied to Gmail and Google Drive and a bunch of those things. So this is a nice touch, and it caused me to rethink. So at the moment, I am syncing some 5,000 files or so. I'm about halfway done. Ooh. Moving them over from Google Drive to, from Dropbox to Google Drive. It also allows Craig and I don't know why we didn't think of this before, but we've been keeping a lot of the Technorama podcast stuff in Dropbox. The audio files, when we share an episode, we'll do that. Well, we have had a shared Technorama folder for years. I think it was after we started sharing things with Dropbox, but we can now put the show notes with the audio files. Imagine that. So it just some obvious things coming out of this. I also downloaded a $3 app called PhotoSync that allows me to push the phone pictures onto Google Drive. I had Dropbox allowed you to grab the pictures and sync them to Dropbox. I was doing this mainly as a backup, because when my iPhone 4 kicked the bucket, or I traded in or sold it, whatever it was, I lost some things. It backed up the pictures, I think, some of the times. But Dropbox was my backup in case something were to happen to the phone. Even though I've still got iPhoto sharing in the cloud and whatnot and syncing between other devices, it's a lot less of an issue today. But I wanted a replacement for that. So I found an app called PhotoSync, which will go to Dropbox, it will go to FTP, it will go to Google Plus, Picasa. It syncs to a lot of things. For $3, this seemed like a pretty decent purchase. So now I've got the pictures backed up. Still looking for a decent voice recorder to replace Dropvox, is what I'm using today. Records straight to MP3, goes right into Dropbox, sits in a folder, and I can just pick it up because I've got the Dropbox sync on my laptop. So boom, 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 there it is. Closest I came was an app called Voice Recorder Pro, which is free. Unfortunately, it doesn't record to MP3. It goes to M4A or MP4. And I thought, well, then you still got to stop and convert the dang thing. Craig has gone to Auphonic. He is paying the monthly $10 charge so that he can get his 10 minutes or so, or 10 hours a month, I think it is, whatever it is. So he can record a lot of stuff, and he likes the production quality on that. To me, it got to be a lot of button pushing and settings to set, only to still have to FTP the file, or you know, once it was FTP'd, to my FTP site, still have to go and post. So it didn't really feel like it was saving me a whole bunch of steps. Maybe there was some automation that I could put back into there, but not too happy with Voice Recorder Pro. Looked at a couple others and didn't really get the sense that they had both the social component of sharing it to Google Drive or an FTP site or whatever, and still have MP3 capabilities, some decent recording. I can still rename and tag and do all this other stuff that I want on the back end. That's not a big problem. So that's kind of a technology roundup. Craig and Clinton and I did have a wonderful call to start planning out the combined Technorama Comedy Forecast show, or if you talk to Clinton, it's the Comedy Forecast Technorama show at DragonCon live Friday night. Hope to see you there. We've got some great stuff planned. We were laughing a lot, and we did some other DragonCon planning as well. So lots of stuff coming down the pike. Carpet cleaners are coming tomorrow, and I have a demo while they're here, so I don't know quite how that's going to go with work. So work could be interesting. Home, anything else? Yeah, so all the furniture is kind of pushed to the side, moved off to the dining room, that kind of thing, so that the carpet cleaners can come in here tomorrow. I'll let you know how that goes. And anything else? House, DragonCon? No, I think that's it. We're good. I'll talk to you later. Bye.